When you first lay eyes on Wet Light, a captivating photograph by Rustem Andreevsky, you're immediately struck by the gentle interplay of light and foliage within a lush forest setting. The composition draws you in with its rich, verdant greenery that fills almost every corner of the frame. Tall trees rise majestically, their trunks covered with a soft patina of moss, while clusters of leaves create a vivid tapestry of different shades of green. Mist weaves through the trees, adding an ethereal quality to the scene, blurring the lines between the familiar and the mysterious. You might notice how the light filters through the dense canopy, casting specks of illumination on the forest floor, where other flora quietly flourishes. This use of light is not just an aesthetic choice, it instills a sense of calm and tranquility, inviting viewers to pause and take it all in. As you observe the photograph more closely, you may find that many people experience a spectrum of emotions in response to this natural wonder. Some may feel a burst of awe at the sheer beauty of the untouched wilderness, while others might experience a deeper sense of introspection as they confront the stillness that the image embodies. Such feelings are common when gazing upon natural landscapes. The soft hues and the misty atmosphere can evoke nostalgia or even a yearning for connection with nature. You might ask yourself, what thoughts does this tranquil scene inspire in you? Does it remind you of a time spent outdoors? Engaging with this artwork allows you to consider your own relationship with nature and how it resonates within you. As you take a moment to reflect, you might notice the intricate details, the textures of the leaves, the patterns in the bark, or how the mist softly cloaks the scene. These elements can create a dialogue between the viewer and the artwork. Your interpretation may differ from that of someone standing next to you. Isn't it fascinating to think that two people can experience the same photograph yet derive entirely different meanings and emotions from it? Each response is valid, shaped by personal experiences, memories, and even the mood you bring to the viewing. Encouraging this personal exploration can be a powerful way to engage with art. As you contemplate Wet Light, think about what the photograph may be saying about the relationship between light and shadow, growth and decay, or even the contrast of clarity and obscurity. This interplay can mirror our own lives, filled with moments of brightness interspersed with periods of uncertainty. What do you see when you look beyond the leafy foreground? What questions does this image raise for you about your own existence? In contemplating the broader implications of Wet Light, we connect its artistic themes to significant issues in our lives and society. The photograph serves as not just a representation of a moment in time, but as a silent advocate for the natural world. In an age where urbanization and technology often take precedence, works like Andreevsky's can illuminate our need to reconnect with nature, prompting us to consider questions of preservation and sustainability. What role does our environment play in our overall well-being? How can art like this inspire action or dialogue about ecological issues? In sum, Wet Light is more than a photograph, it's an invitation to reflect, observe, and engage with the beauty and complexity of the world around us. It urges us to find solace in nature and prompts critical thought about our place in it. So, as you walk away today, consider this final question: how can experiencing art like this reshape your perception of nature and your relationship with it?